What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourself. So today, I wanted to share with you an interesting article, and it's tough to tell if it's legit or not, but I'm going to share with you anyway because, well, we explore all of the bizarre stories here. So this article, I don't even know which country this is actually from originally. It's ik-ptz.ru, and then there's a bunch of other information. But basically, what this article states and what other articles state is that there was a former head of NASA. His name's Charles Bolden. Had tons of hours of flight time, had tons of hours logged in as an employee of NASA, and became one of the head spokespersons and the highest level head, actually, of NASA as well. So apparently, according to the article and many articles out there on the internet, this former head of NASA, who was given a six-month sick leave after this statement, was speaking at a press conference in Houston, and I'm reading from the article now, and it states he spoke about the imminent invasion of aliens on Earth. After such a statement, Bolden was given a leave of absence of 6 months due to illness. So he states that the invasion was going to happen in the near future, at least by 2025, so that's in the next 2 years, right? Apparently, he gave this statement in April, April 22, which was a Saturday, at a conference in Houston, where he shocked the public by talking about an imminent invasion of aliens on our planet. According to him, before the fateful event for mankind, there were still several months to several years left. Bolden explained that the attention of the aliens to our planet was because we have gained high activity outside of the atmosphere for decades. Not just recently, but for decades. And he states that aliens are unlikely to be peaceful creatures. The statement brought mixed reaction, as he was taken off of the stage by another representative of the space agency. And then another speaker came up from NASA and tried to calm the audience, saying that there was no confirmation of extraterrestrial life or of a possible alien invasion. And Bolden's words had nothing to do with NASA's official position. According to the famous astronaut Bolden, there are about 30,000 different extraterrestrial civilizations in the universe. He believes that people should be concerned about this fact. Fascinating. He said, at the same time, or this article says, at the same time, there's no evidence of such a speech by the former head of NASA that could be found in foreign publications. Well, I'm not so sure that you're going to find this stuff in foreign publications. It would most likely be in you know, American publications, but then again, it might be weeded out by the big corporations and conglomerates that control the media. So maybe it isn't. But anyway, when I did a search on this, I couldn't find anything. The only thing I could find was like a skeptic's website, which pulled up basically their version of the fact that it didn't occur, that it was from a website called, I think it's like Weekly World News, which is a fictitious website. And they come up with just, you know, funny stories to make you laugh and make you interested and read the paper. Kind of like, you know, those old papers. I believe, actually, Weekly World News is the one that did the story on Bat Boy and had the Bat Boy on the cover. And I remember that being a kid or a teenager going through the checkout line at the grocery store and seeing Bat Boy on the cover. I was like, oh boy, here we go. This is pretty weird and scary and terrifying. Bat Boy had like vampire teeth and all this crazy kind of stuff. So, yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily true. I did want to check DuckDuckGo real quick before I didn't check it and let you guys go. So let's take a look and see what DuckDuckGo's got. So they have the biography of Charles Bolden. They do have the skeptics.stackexchange.com article. Sorry, guys. I'm not bored. I get out of breath, and then my body just has to yawn. NASA's chief speaks on aliens. That's express.co.uk, which is kind of similar to Weekly World News. You know, you have to be kind of careful with where you gather your information, and you become pretty familiar with different publications after looking at this stuff for so long. Mirror.co.uk is another one. It's kind of similar to a lot of these fictitious stories. Mirror is a little bit more trustworthy. I'm looking through solarchariot.medium.com. And that one just says that they're joking. Weekly World News. Okay, so here's the Weekly World News article. Let's click on this one and see what it has to say. So this is the weeklyworldnews.com, and it states that NASA confirmed today, oh my God, this was forever ago, this is back 2012. I thought that this sounded familiar, but I knew it was from a few years ago. So they state that they sensationalize this stuff quite a bit. Aliens have been invading our planet in ever-increasing numbers, warns a report from NASA. NASA states that the rising greenhouse emissions may have tipped off aliens that we are a rapidly expanding threat. Watching from afar, extraterrestrials have viewed changes in the Earth's atmosphere as symptomatic of a civilization out of control and are taking drastic action to keep us from becoming more of a more serious threat, NASA explains. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, this is like the premise of the movie with Charlie Sheen called The Arrival, which if you haven't seen yet, is effing fantastic. Do yourself a favor, find out wherever you can watch that movie. I can't remember. I just watched it not too long ago, but I can't remember what it was on. Go find it right now. I mean, right after you listen to the podcast. The Arrival. You will love it. It's basically about this kind of a story. Aliens find out that we're creating too much, where we're killing our planet, basically, and killing ourselves off. And I'm not going to give away anything more. But Charlie Sheen is freaking fantastic in it. He is not playing a joke version of Charlie Sheen. He's playing a legitimate, like, UFO alien signal researcher. Very, very fascinating. Very good job he did on that one, too. Let's take a look back here. So, so it's kind of like some theoretical stuff, some stuff that they say is actually quotes from NASA. But they say that other kinds of close encounters may be less rewarding and leave human society leaving it feeling indifferent, because we haven't been invited into the Galactic Club. And we're feeling a little bit salty about that because we are small and terrifying children. So this article kind of leans into us being, you know, basically like apes with rocket launchers, you know, apes with machine guns in the jungle, just, you know, totally reckless, which, you know, at this point, not that surprising. But let's see. It says this website has been only visited 1,471 times for this particular article, and only one visit today, which is probably me, which seems a little bit shy for Weekly World News. I mean, they're pretty well known, but yeah. So can't confirm this one, in all honesty. I mean, I always try to give you guys, you know, realistic, real information, or at least what I think is real. So I definitely think this one, you know, may be a bit on the, what do they call it, embellished side, even if there was something that happened, you know, some sort of speech that was given. There's not probably going to be any media coverage of it, right? I mean, legitimately, I mean, if this actually happened, unless it was like on live TV, which even live TV, they have like a 7-second delay. So if somebody starts going off, then they can shut it down. And sometimes I think it's even longer than 7 seconds. I think sometimes it's like up to like 30 or even a minute, you know, behind. So just in case, right? Just in case. So, yeah, that's what I know. That's what I've read. I think it's kind of fake. And sometimes it's good to talk about these fake stories, because then it allows us to knock those out in the future, right? Say if you come across something like that in the future, you can be like, oh, I already heard that one on lockdown and it's not true, or at least we can't find any evidence of it. If it is true, well, then, you know, maybe it'll come out in the future. But right now we can't find any evidence of it, other than an unknown fictitious website publicizing it. So anyway, guys, I hope you're having a fantastic evening. Sometimes it's fun to think about a head of NASA representative coming out, giving a speech to the public media saying, guess what? There are aliens. And guess what? We're going to get invaded in a couple years. I don't know if that would be fun, but it would be cool to hear them say that there are aliens and that there are X amount of alien species that we know of, and then maybe X amount that we believe are also out there, given how much knowledge that we do have of the known universe. So, that being said, hope you're having a great night. Hope you guys take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.